Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Christian Lightship Healing Show, and tonight is Paranormal Night. This is Friday. The day today is March 31st, 2017, the last day of the month. So here we go. Let's clear the energy out this month for you, for this day. And here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That's pretty good. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now let's activate the light beams that you may have on your monitor screen or screens or cell phone or TV screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels great. And if you have a situation going on in your life, let's clear that from you. So think of it now. Remember, it's a mind energy. Mind energy means you're on timelines, and that's where they exist. So here we go, releasing your one thought. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. So we'll bring our co-host on, Kathy. So, Kathy, are you out of the BBS makeup room and voice tuning room and everything else?
Yeah, the BBS technicians cleared me to go.
Right.
Hi, Ron and everyone. And as Ron said, today is Friday, March 31st, 2017. And tonight we have our usual Paranormal Friday questions, and then we will have to go down to the inbox for some other questions that listeners have sent. If you'd like to write to Ron during the program or any time during the week or for any of the other shows, please write to Ron at our radio address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. For any of the co-hosts to read, if you have a particular day you're going to be listening, please indicate so in the subject line. And also, if you are on the CLS chat connections, which is available through the BBS Radio Station 2 page of Ron's radio show, you'll find it under Ron's photo where it says BBS Quick Chat. And that will take you to the CLS chat connections and a line below where you can click and open a box to submit your comments or questions or testimonials anonymously. And they'll go straight to the inbox at the yahoo.com address for us to read during the show or another show. So, Ron, tonight we have, as you said, it was Paranormal Friday, and we do have a few of those paranormal things, and we'll read those and some other emails and some healings along the way. So should I get started, Ron, or do you have any announcements you'd like to share?
No, let's just see what we can talk about tonight. That's great. Just go ahead.
Okay.
All yours.
Yes, things come up. All right. So on the top here, Ron, someone sent you and sharing with everyone a recommendation for a movie that she saw. It's called Trolls, and it's out now. I've kind of seen it advertised in the stores. Trolls, T-R-O-L-L-S. I don't know if you've heard of it, Ron, but she says it begins with these nasty Bergen monsters who eat the colorful little trolls to be happy. The trolls try to trick them with artificial trolls as they escape underground. There's a lot to talk about in this film, and it's also a delight to watch. So that's nice.
Is it more like an animation, you think?
Yeah, I did get that feeling. But unlike most alien movies, she says this is a delight to watch. Some of them, you know, can make us feel quite unnerved. Okay, thank you for that submission. Next email. Ron, I had an experience when I was pregnant. One night, I awoke to find a light blue being on top of me, and it was looking at my big belly. He glowed light blue. I jerked and reached up. Then he put his hand to my head and put me back to sleep. I didn't feel scared, but of course I wonder about it. Can you tell me who or what that might be?
Oh, boy.
A light blue being.
Yeah, that might, don't know. Is she still pregnant? And be curious if she has had the child yet. So maybe we can find
okay. I hope she's listening because she doesn't mention either if she was part of Creation Lightship at that time, because then she could have done, you know, some healings for it. I don't know if this is recent or not, but if you're listening to, Ron wanted to know if you had the baby yet, and if, I don't know, and when this might have happened. Okay, so next paranormal question. 2 weeks ago, I flew to San Francisco International Airport on a Saturday morning. I arrived on time, and although there was no empty seats on the plane, it was completely full. When I got off and went to the baggage claim area, there was no one else there. When I got my suitcase and went outside, there was no one waiting for rides at the curb either. There were no cabs, and no buses came by during that time. I called for a Uber ride, and the driver who picked me up thought it was very bizarre also. I can send Ron a photo of the outside of the baggage claim curbside that I sent to my family where there is no one and no cars. This was a common carrier I flew on. So they wanted you to know.
Boy.
Nobody there at the terminal on a Saturday morning.
Wow. It sounds like everybody else is on a different timeline, and they all got abducted. So you're on probably the real timeline, getting your real baggage, and everybody else was in the Beyondo on a fabricated holographic reality, getting their baggage there, too. So I doubt if they were wondering where you went. Like, you're wondering where they went, but, you know, very interesting. Yeah, so that's what happened. You actually experienced a timeline that they all got abducted onto. It's good to be in the now. So back to you.
Yeah, being in the present moment, and even though you're flying, you're traveling, and you might change timelines, you can still be in the now moment, even if you're flying to different time zones. Oh, but anyways, that is very strange. So thank you, listeners, for submitting some interesting observations for Ron for the Paranormal Friday. Here's one more, Ron. Suddenly, three of my computers have problems. One has a virus, and one other was hacked, the other just moving super slow and not wanting to connect to the Internet. All three have had websites cleared through the clearings, and all three have different antivirus protection, and it seems very odd to me. I would appreciate a negative object or energetic clearing of my computers if you can. Otherwise, I will buy it. And do you think if I bought the clearing, I should put the name of the computer in there or the name or the serial number? These issues are stopping my progress on the clearings.
If you have three computers and you run the object clearing on each one, then it would automatically go to that one computer. So, and you might just, you know, make sure that it's in the now, because it could be maybe someplace else, maybe. So that should probably help it out a lot. I have had people mention before, that a long time ago, we did a computer clearing with that, and that seemed to help things. So I'll just do that right now for people, see if it helps your computer. So bringing your computer into your reality. So here we go with you in the now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That feels pretty good. So back to you.
Okay, listener. So Ron suggested that you run the object clearing on each one to put it in the now. The problem is that one of her or his computers isn't connecting to the internet, so can't really run a clearing on it. So hopefully that you can listen to the archive to this program and have your computer handy. And the clearing Ron just did for our computers will work for that one also, the one that's not getting internet. Yeah, that can be tricky because, you know, you want to make a lot of progress on your healings, and then all of a sudden, for no reason and no pattern, they just jam up on you or stop or freeze or something happens that can really interfere with the clearings. Seems a common thing. So thanks, Ron, for the object clearing. And then we'll move on to some other emails. Before we do that, I did want to mention that Ron has sent out a couple of announcements. One was sent about the new Earth. And for those who didn't get a chance to read it thoroughly, I suggest you do, because just we've been talking about it so much on the last two radio programs, March 27th and March 29th. Those two programs are pretty good to listen to. Also, March 22nd and March 24th, Ron talked about the new Earth. So basically, then he sent an announcement on March 26th, that was Monday, when he had completed his project work with the Creation Lightship to create the new Earth and have it ready for us. So anyway, that announcement that Ron sent gives reminders on how to stay on the new Earth. And I found that very valuable and something that I'm going to refer to, and I printed it out for myself, and I'm going to refer to it. I have it right here next to my laptops because I do, you know, want to stay in the new Earth way that was recommended. And maybe consciously, I don't know if I'm there, but I do want to continue with my practice of the mind-to-heart drop and trying to stay in the now moment, present moment, you know, and keep myself heart-centered as much as possible and do the different exercises that Ron has offered us and taught us that we can do to stay in the now timeline, you know, watch our timelines. And so this email was very, very valuable. So I do want to remind listeners about those radio programs and the email that Ron took the time to write and send to all of us, because he doesn't do this very often, you know, and these announcements don't come out very frequently at all. I was kind of, it kind of impressed me. But the clearings, Ron, that you recommended on it are to stay, so that we can stay grounded, protect our body, continue to work on ourselves, are the spirit integration healing, which is, you know, one of the frees. They're free. It's free on your website, clearings, and the set sequence timing body, which is a whole life clearing. So that resets us with our spirit in this lifetime. We don't talk about that clearing a lot, do we, Ron? But I know there are a lot of people who have mentioned it in the past. Mostly they're not newbies. They're ones who've been listening to you since the beginning. And because at the beginning we were talking about ascension quite a lot. So it has a lot to do with being prepared for ascension as well. Set, sequence, timing, body. It's a whole life clearing that you can buy through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And he tells a lot about it in this letter, this announcement that he sent on the 26th. So, Ron, is there anything that you'd like to add to the announcement about the new Earth energy and how we can continue practicing living in that energy as much as possible?
Well, just in a nutshell, when you're in the present moment and you're not thinking, which means you're not on a timeline. Also, when you're not thinking, you're not on parallel lives, okay? So then you are on the new earth, and that's where your spirit resides. So your spirit's with you when you're in the present moment, and you know that you're there because you're at peace. And normally, when you're at peace, you're not going to have any mind chatter. And also, when you're at peace, you won't feel anything courting you. Some people are very aware when they get courted. They feel something hitting them, connecting to their body. So when you're in peace, you're on the new earth automatically. And that's where you want to stay. And it could look identical to the other one that everybody else is on, because the dark side copied the real earth. And then, so you have a fabricated hologram versus the real earth. And as long as you're not thinking and you're peaceful, then more than likely you're going to be on the new earth. That's basically it. You're not going to have any bells and whistles go off because there's no emotions in source energy. And the new earth is 100% source energy, and there's no aliens on it. So back to you, where no aliens can even get there to control you. Back to you, Kathy.
So you said there's no emotions there. So does that mean that we're not going to feel love or peace, joy or happy?
Yeah, those are what you will not be feeling. Because source energy, when you do the mind to heart drop, and you know that that is peace energy. So,
well, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, very, very simple. So if you do... You know, if you're feeling, you know, happiness and a lot of joy and stuff, then you know that you're still here on planet Earth with the clone version of it. And this is a hologram. So back to you.
Okay.
Uh-oh, plus what I both said, you cannot think your way into it because the thoughts are only in darkness. So I imagine some people might think that they can think, you know, to go there. Having a vision of it or something like that. No, that's an impossible, thing. You cannot do that. 100% incorrect. So back to you.
And also, Ron did offer the spirit integration healing, which I know many of us run 24/7. So continue to do the spirit integration because it works for all your healings. You don't have to keep running it for each healing you do on each page if you've got it running on one window. And it can be found in many of the free healings he has on the left side of his creationlightship.com website on the Welcome Home page. And now we've got a testimonial for you, Ron. There are no words to describe. To use, but grateful. It's about the new earth. I'm glad I have the ears to hear your true teachings this time around. I say no to Jesus that brought me back here. This pre-ascension new earth is wonderful. I'm so glad you did not give up on us. This hope is becoming real, and returning to the planet of light is all because of you, Creation Lightship, and the soldiers, sovereign soldiers. It is time to close my mind down, but I just wanted to say I'm glad to have the tools to do so. And I'm glad I'm finally getting off the wrong bus.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Ron always tells us we got on the wrong bus when we came here.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Hotel California, you know.
Thank you, listener. Said it very well. And to close down our mind. Okay, so on more questions to get to for you, Ron. On Monday's program, you suggested that in order for us to integrate our spirit more to our whole life bodies, to run the whole life body clearings over, and then we could add some words next to our name. And so what were the words? So is that when you suggested, Ron, that we could put our name and then add the word spirit afterward?
Yeah, that's correct on the whole lifetime clearings, yes. Uh-huh. And that way, if your spirit has any contamination on it, which it probably would, then it will clear it off also. So whatever you have on your whole lifetime clearings, you do not want to use the unlimited, because the unlimited only works, you know, for one situation. And so what you want to do then is clear. It could work for more if you go back, you know, like a week or a month or something, but you need to go back into the whole lifetime version of that. That's the one that costs the most. Just go back into it and put your spirit in there if you've had that clearing. So you don't want to use it for the unlimited. Just go into the original one that you should have done first, which is the whole lifetime clearing that you have had. And that should help you clear your spirit off. So back to you.
Okay, so clear off the whole life clearing. So that's that. Then you said, but not the unlimited. Okay, so if we have the unlimited whole life clearing, we could just clear off our name and the word spirit afterwards. Is that what you meant? Go ahead, Ron.
It has to be the whole lifetime clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the unlimited.
Okay. So that portion of the clearing.
Yeah, it's two different protocols.
Yeah.
You have the whole lifetime version of that with your current age.
Yes. Okay. So that sounds like a project if you own a lot of whole life clearings and you're up there in the years. But it will be very worthwhile. So maybe, Ron, we could ask listeners to let us know how they feel, what happened when they did those clearings, if anyone really got going on it. And within a week or so, we could maybe get some testimonies from people who ran their whole life clearing with the word spirit after their name.
You don't have to pay for it again. Just go back into, you know, the code that you had when you first did it. And just go back in and redo it for your spirit. So there's no charge to you. If you haven't done it, then you need to pay for your whole lifetime and do that. And then after you run that through, then you want to do your spirit. But you can do... the emotion is the most important, but you still have stress. I don't know if the stress is going to affect your spirit that much anyway, because you have that as a pre-clearing with the clearing itself, I believe. Or am I talking about, no, not the stress, it's the death barcode. So if you have, we'll switch over to death barcode now. So if you have the death barcode clearing, then go back into the codes on it. And you may do maybe two death barcodes on your spirit, and that would be probably very sufficient, and you'd be completed with that. So back to you.
Okay, good. So just let me reiterate. We can do also clear our, get our death barcode removal clearing out and clear off two of the death barcodes with the word spirit after our name, after we've already, assuming we've already done the death barcode removal clearing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's correct.
Yeah. So it's just a repeat with just the word spirit after it, basically. And then you've added the death barcode removal clearing, which is great. Another nice bonus. That's a terrific clearing. Okay. So we'll move on to the next comments and questions. So this person's new, and they're wondering if when they book for the conference calls you have on the weekdays and the weekends and give your name, they're wondering, by what name would you find this person's spirit, as they have several names? And so they want Claire to be sure to give the right name, if that's even necessary.
Well, the right name is the birth name.
The right name is the birth name.
Yes, uh-huh. So your spirit came into you with that name.
Okay, I'm repeating for them. This is an important question to this person. And, okay, so, yeah. Your birth name is what you purchased the clearings with also. So that would be the one you use. Okay, then, I did want to mention that Ron had another announcement that he emailed on the 29th, which is Wednesday, and that was about the new conference call, special conference call, that he's offering called Spirit in the Box Entrapment Release. That's going to be on Saturday, April 15th at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. And so the announcement went out. It says that it was $50, and it gave a link to register. And for anyone who registered before Wednesday, probably paid and got a receipt but didn't get the PIN number. So if you'll let us know at clsquestions@yahoo.com that you need the PIN number, go ahead and forward the receipt to the radio email box, and we'll be glad to send you the PIN number.
Great.
Otherwise, everything's set up now to get the PIN numbers. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So in that same announcement that Ron sent on the 29th of March, it also included the intensives that Ron holds. The intensives are conference calls dedicated to our spiritual, physical, and emotional health that have to do with ascension preparation. And so that's called a physical body rejuvenation intensive. So Ron has announced that those will be set for April, which starts tomorrow. April 1st is tomorrow. So the first conference call will be Saturday, April 8th, for 4 hours, and then it will be the next three Sundays for 7 hours. Ron, were the Saturday calls changed to 3 hours?
I think it's still a four-hour call.
Okay. Anyway, that's a Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific time. And then the Sunday calls are 10 o'clock Pacific time for 7 hours. And you can register as an absentee. However, for the Spirit in the Box Entrapment Release Conference Call, you cannot register as an absentee unless you are participating from another country. Correct, Ron?
Yep. So I think I'll do a clearing for people. Unless you have any more announcements, Kathy?
I'd like to have the clearing. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, so what we're going to do is clear off as much as we can the clone skin particles off of you. So first do it on your body as they attach to your skin. And then the second part, I'll clear them out of your lungs. So this is the clearing for cloned body residue, skin flex, whatever you want to call it. So here we go. And maybe you got itches or rashes, and this could be causing that. Maybe you're allergic to the clones. So here we go. One. Releasing it off your body. Many of these little things could be thousands of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. To see if your body's itching. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good. If you have any itches, you may want to purchase some of the skin misting water. You just go into the object clearing and get some water charged for you for the skin misting. So it's only a dollar, and that might help you out. It'll last for one day for you. And now we're going to do your lungs. So here we go as you inhale this stuff. So one, releasing it out of your lungs. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 60. Boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, that feels great. Okay. So back to you, Kathy. See if we have any comments on that coming in here.
So send your comments to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Oh, that felt good to me. Okay, get centered again. Get back into the inbox. Someone had a comment that they'd sent. They're looking forward to the Spirit in a Box clearing that you're going to offer on April 15th. They had just gotten the announcement, so they're looking forward to it because she writes, thank you for all the clearings and conference calls you've been offering. I have not felt this good in many decades. The clearings were a trial test, for I have tried a lot in the past. Through slow results, all were cumulative and slowly intensifying my health. The horsepower of the pin removals, the body blueprint, jump-started everything to near zero pain and calm, although I'm surrounded by chaos. I really like the results and will continue the clearings with Creation Lightship. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you.
Next email. So the person's asking about the Spirit in the Box clearing, Ron, so it's good that these are coming up so we can get this information out to everybody. This person's saying that they were listening to the Monday, March 27th archive and during the live show where you were explaining about our Spirit in the Box clearing in April. And whatever happens to our body happens to our spirit, as I understand. So my question is, when one is enlisted as a time-traveling soldier and involved in battles, and when injuries occur, does that mean my spirit is experiencing all those battles and injuries also?
Yes, that is correct. It is.
Then what can be done about it?
No worries. It's already done for you. You put that together again. But the spirit in the box is a spirit that has probably maybe even never been with you. It could be things that have been sitting around or you've been stuck there for eons. So you may actually get more spirit energy back to you. That's a possibility. But if not, it'll be what they stole from you in this lifetime. But after looking at some of these spirits that I've seen, they're pretty trash. They've been through the mill. And I don't think you can go through that much energy in one lifetime as far as the way your spirit looks, which isn't too good. So you're going to be regaining more of your spirit energy back to you that will join what you have now and make you have more spirit energy. That's the gist of the whole thing. So this will be the parts of you that you probably maybe not have ever had for a long time. So, back to you.
So if they're battling as a time-traveling soldier, is their spirit, is anything happening to their spirit on the new Earth, or is it just staying there in a peaceful state?
Well, when you're time-traveling, you're dealing with the energy with the soldiers fighting in duality, okay? So you are in duality to fight the aliens, because that's where they live. And so you are out of time, but you still could have problems, you know, being out of time, as they could do, energy attacks on you. That could be a possibility. But that's not the spirit in the box clearing. The spirit in the box is what the dark side has stolen from you. And you're not getting stolen fighting battles if you are a time-traveling soldier. Back to you.
And another question, can the spirit in the box clearing that you're offering on April 15th be purchased and run for those that have deceased, and we've done the deceased loved one emotional and spirit clearing on? In other words, they're already gone, but they've done the emotional and spirit deceased loved one clearings. Would they?
Yeah, I could do that for somebody who no longer living here. Just pay for them, just like you would be doing yourself, and put their name in. And you could send me an email that you want to, you know, clear Uncle Harry or something, get him out, but you liked him so much. And just send me an email, you know, before the call, maybe the Wednesday before, thereabouts, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll just put their name down that you have paid for that clearing for them. And that they want to, you want to help them out so that they're not trapped here, you know, parts of their spirit. So back to you.
So in a way, you're saying that since they're not here, you would do the clearing for them if it was purchased, and that person would be absentee in a way.
In a sense, yes. Uh huh.
Because they're in the quarantine. Quarantine.
Yeah. If they would be in quarantine, yes, at that point. So they will have more of their spirit joined to them in quarantine.
Oh, that's good. So that is definitely a yes, that you can do the healings on the spirit in a box healing on deceased people who you've done the deceased emotional and spirit clearing on. That would be a very nice gift. And here's a testimony from someone who is enjoying being in the peace moment, in the now moment, and who wants you to know that maybe this is what experiencing New Earth could be like. She says she works with goats who do not like to be touched, but today she had a baby goat sit on her lap. It looked at me and fell asleep peacefully while I was petting it. So that's nice. So, you know, people, we just keep preparing for the New Earth by what we've always done, mind to heart drop and the clearings and the other clearings Ron recommended in the announcement and the Be Here Now clearing, just all the things we've already done, and it will automatically put us on the New Earth without us having to actually do anything. We just stay in our body and stay in the peace moment and just keep preparing as usual. Okay, Ron, so now another question having to do with third world people is the topic. And this person writes that the spirit barcode removal assures us that spirit will find our light at ascension time. But what about people who are in other countries so far away, like Africa? A lot of them have found inner joy of acceptance, but they do not have any access to creation lightship. So there's that question, Ron, that comes up now and then.
Yeah, I really can't comment on other people that don't have internet and stuff. So,
yeah.
Remember, Jesus had his teachings to be peaceful and, you know, not to go outside of yourself, not to connect to things. And the kingdom is within. So if you're following that same principle, And if they're not emotional, then, you know, they would have no problem, you know, with the ascension process as long as they're not in emotions. So it's pretty simple. Just have to go back 2,000 years of what Jesus was talking about, and hopefully, you know, they could do something to help themselves out and not be in mind energy. So, mm-hmm. Back to you.
All right, here's a question about curses, hexes, and spells. Can the emotional bodies of deceased loved ones still put curses and spells on us? And if so, can it be cleared with the healing you offer, curses, hexes, and spells removal?
Well, that's kind of what it's for, is to get stuff off of you that people put on you. So everybody on the, you know, probably has had this done to them maybe a couple hundred times or more throughout their life, I'm sure. Somebody gets mad at you, gives you the high sign, you know, or argues with you, thinks bad thoughts, good thoughts, either way. So all of these things are energies that would be the curses, sexes, and spells put on you. So,
and,
you know,
and Ron, if the person has deceased, can they still keep doing this?
Well, they could be on a timeline having that. Yes, remember, just because you're not here doesn't mean that you're not on timelines. Remember, the timelines are could be, you know, going over and over and over again, even if you don't live here, even if you're gone. You know? So, you know, everything is on timelines from the past. Another way of stating that, you know, if you were living in the, say, 1500s, are you on timelines right now living on those? Yeah, of course you are. Doesn't matter if your body is not here. You know, you're still being energized by the aliens on those timelines. Which is why you probably have problems in this lifetime, because that's coming back. That's why we have the seven generational clearings.
Mm-hmm. The seven generation clearings clear off the energy from, you have, they go back many, 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 many years. That's, I don't know. I had the number at one time, but the curse of Texas spell clearing comes as unlimited.
So, anyway, that gets to be kind of depressing, knowing that you could be living in a different life, different sex, you know, different person, and that you're still could be hooked up to the alien on timeline. Yeah, 'cause they made all that for you. Fabricated the earth and put you onto a multidimensional being, and you're being recreated over and over again without you even knowing about it, because they still have you. So, back to you.
Well, Ron, some of us own the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, and it does come as unlimited. If we own that, and we also own another clearing called the All Alien Parallel Lifetime, that clearing clears off past and present parallel lives related to the whole life emotional clearings we've purchased, right?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So could we then put the curses, hexes, and spells whole life clearing into the All Alien Parallel Life Removal Clearing as well, and just kind of do a quick zip clean, like a nice swipe of all the curses and hexes from past and parallel lives?
Because
those
right
are timelines too.
Yeah, I don't know on that one right now. I just don't understand that. I'd have to really look at that to see if it would work.
Uh-huh. Or does it just work for the emotional clearings? All alien parallel.
Well, it would be more of the emotional energies.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you for clarifying. We'll have to double-check on that. All right, so today is still the Friday Paranormal Friday show, and someone just wanted to send you a paranormal experience they had, and what they wrote is, today, after I woke up, I received a phone call. I did not answer it because the call number was told it was a discount number, but the number was 555-444-2222. So a string of similar numbers.
Boy, what a way to get hooked up, huh? Boy.
So it's a good thing they didn't answer.
Yeah, yeah. You might get clearing on your phone. You're doing
yeah.
that on your phone.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you answer the phone and you don't know if it's a unlisted number, you can't read it, and then one of these comes in, it's like you can read it, but you don't want to answer it. Probably a good idea. Oh, yeah, that's very paranormal. Thank you for sharing, and everyone beware of those numbers, a string of numbers that don't look like regular phone numbers. Probably should clear those. She should probably clear those, or he or she should probably clear those on the natal barcode removal clearing. Don't you think, Ron?
I would do that, definitely, and then also an object clearing, like I said, on your telephone.
Oh, on the telephone, too. Yeah, on the cell phone, yeah. Object clearing. Recommended. Okay, good recommendation. So someone's saying they feel the new Earth, but maybe you'll have to clarify this, Ron. Hi, Ron. I had felt the shift last week. In the last couple of months, I felt like I was battling for my soul with a lot of dread and anxiety. But last week, I got hit with a lot of happiness. Am I going in and out of the New Earth hologram? Is that a reiteration process, a reintegration process? So the physical body gets used to it, is what they're wanting to know.
Yeah, I don't think you won't feel anything on the new Earth because it's peace energy. So it won't feel any different to you when, like doing the mind to heart drop. That's how you're going to feel without any energies at all. So you really shouldn't feel, a lot of energies with, like, being happy, joyous, et cetera. It could be possible that maybe you had a clearing and some of the negativity got taken away from you, and now you're feeling the opposite of duality of what you had before, because you will feel that. You will go from one extreme to the other. That's why they have duality, the energies that the aliens brought in here. So when you do go to the new Earth, it'll just feel neutral. There's no judgment on there. There's no connecting of energies. There's no memory whatsoever. The memories bring you judgment. And so you want to you want to get rid of memories here to be peaceful. Remember, your memories give you your problems. You know, they come from your DNA and what you've activated in this lifetime, but still, it's memories. When you think of your past and you have a problem, somebody maybe doing something to you that you didn't like, that's going to be in your memories, and you're going to bring that to you with the law of cause and effect, and that will be on your psychic billboard, and then from there, you're going to be having situations with that. That's why you want to have it cleared from you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, it's 53 till. So I want to make a quick announcement before we close. And that is that for those who are not on Ron's email list and haven't done so, I suggest you do. But if you have not joined Ron's email list, and you want to read that New Earth announcement that we've been talking about the last three radio programs, please go to Ron's radio page on the bbsradio.com website and click on BBS Fast Chat under Ron's photo. That is exclusively for Creation Lightship Healing Program, and that will take you to Ron's associated radio page, CLS Chat Connections. And the CLS Chat Connections has a copy of Ron's announcement. It's called New Earth. It's a tab that you can see and click on, and it'll take you right to the announcement. It says New Earth Announcement 3/26/2017. And I'm mentioning this because it has the instructions and the explanation about it for clarification and reminders of how we need to be preparing and continue to do the clearings and Ron's recommendations. So, okay, it's over on the BBS radio station 1 and 2 page, BBS chat. Okay, so Ron's next question is, do we upload clearings for our pets on the New Earth transfer? And if so, what do we put in the name box?
I don't know if you'd want to do that. You could, I guess. You know, that's up to you.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, because your animals will go there. But remember, when they go there, you're not going to know who they are.
That's too bad.
Yeah, darn it. The reason is, you know, some people think, oh, I'm going to bring this person with and that person with, and we're all going to have a busy party, and I'll be petting my dog and cats and the deceased dogs and cats or a little pet rabbit. No, in source energy, there's no memory. You need to really understand that. There's no emotions, so there's no memory of anything. So when you meet your husband, your wife, your parents, if they happen to be there, they're just going to look like spirits, and there's no attachment to you or to them. And that's really hard for newbies to understand. It's here we live on this emotional planet, and you always want to try to save somebody, you know, in a sense, or help people. In source energy, that doesn't exist. There's no memory of anything. So you're just there experiencing what you'd like to experience. And what I will say, we talked about on one of those shows previously about borrowed time. So I saw the Earth was going to be, like, terminated. And so that's why I had to put energy out. Because and that is not ascension. The dark side, for many times since maybe October of last year, the Earth itself would have been completely gone with the alien invasions. And so the last one that I saw with Fukushima going off, killing everything almost instantly, and also maybe volcanoes going off, that's why I mentioned that we were on 3 months of borrowed time, because I stopped the energy back then. So we're living in 3 months away from the aliens affecting us here. That is not ascension. Okay? So what we're doing now is, since the new Earth is in place, and like I said, you know, about 2 months ago, then we started doing that with the six Earth spirits to get enough horsepower to keep the aliens off the planet. So the new Earth is here with six Earth spirits from the past that lived and created this Earth. Remember, every 2,000 years, the Earth was recreated. So this is just another recreation. And it will look like the one that you have right now. They didn't want to change it because what would you do if you landed there and you saw nothing? Or maybe you landed someplace and all you saw was water, you know, or you ended up someplace and you're sitting on a rock and you're seeing water all around you. So it looks like this one here that you're in, that the dark side copied. And I guess that's probably it. So now you can go there with the clearings by joining your spirit. Remember, your spirit's only with you in your body when you're in the present moment. Other than that, it's a fabrication. So back to you.
And Ron, in the last few shows, especially Wednesday, you discussed the twin flame clearing, the century clearing, and the soul family removal. Basically, some of the clearings that people need for the Master 4-in-1 clearing that they want to schedule with you. And so anyone who is interested in the Master 4-in-1, and we've talked about it on radio shows before, but it's been scattered here and there. However, Ron did discuss it, the century clearing, the 4-in-1, the twin flame, and the soul family disconnection clearing, quite thoroughly on one of the Contact Talk radio programs he did in 2013. And Ron has kept those podcasts or archives on his website, so you can access them through the homepage of Ron's website. And on the upper right, there's like a little radio icon, and it says CTR. That stands for Contact Talk Radio. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the a page of iTunes radio programs from the Ron Amatron Healing Show that he did on Contact Talk Radio. And then that particular topic is listed there under it's called Twin Flame and Soul Family, and it's show number 20, dated March 27th, 2013. So that's already in place, and you can certainly listen to it. When you go through Ron's link that he set up for you, you want to click on Mirror Site 1, and that will take you to the page I just listed, mentioned about the podcasts that are available on iTunes, show number 20.
Well, that's like 3 years ago.
Yes, and all the information is still exactly the same.
Yep.
Right. All right. So, Ron, here's a question about the a timeline. It says a timeline went to its crash. And so this will be maybe what we can end on. We have a few minutes, Ron, because it just turned top of the hour.
I think we have 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll read it quick. Here's a different take on crash timelines you can enjoy. It's a true story. Following your advice, for 2 years when recent savings time changes happened, he waited until Tuesday and put ahead each of his two battery clocks. One is on the wall and the other is an alarm, although the older one did work well until that Tuesday. On Wednesday, they were both broken. I changed the battery, but nothing. They just broke. I laughed at this surprise time crash. I felt emotionally that all this old life stuff had expired, so the clocks had just finished their course.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, you had clone clocks.
And then it says a happy ending. I went online and found a company which has these 50s retro style alarm clocks. It came in gold and white and is the best one I ever had. This in my senior years ascending. I bought it at half price sale and always get quartz.
That's right.
Yeah, there used to be a song about an old a clock that ticked for 90 years without stopping. It was owned by a little boy, and he grew into an old man. And it says 90 years without stumbling, tick-tock, tick-tock. And then when his life seconds were numbered and he died, the clock died too.
Wow.
That's a song we had to learn in grade school.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of connections to time in our earthly linear planet here. Okay, Ron, well, I think we're at the conclusion of this show pretty much, and I'll turn it back over to you for any final announcements or healings you'd like to do for us. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll do some more of that clone skin energy here. I'll clean it out of your nose. So we got it out of your lungs, so we'll do nose and bronchial tubes. Here we go. I'm going to take a deep breath, see if you can see any changes here. So clone skin stuff. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And I'll do that also, maybe almost the same thing. Remember, clone sneeze, and what are they giving you, okay? So here we go. If you ever had a clone sneeze on you, or around you, here we go. Let's release that stuff from you here, whatever they gave you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is our paranormal show here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Holy cow, we got a lot here. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9. I guess we're on 40-50, I think. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. Oh, man. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, to see if you feel any different. Boy. Well, the plums came in, you know, in full, you know, I don't know. All the time at the end of 2012, so we got, you know, since then to now with clone stuff, clone particles here. So, of course, they can contaminate us. So we'll see if we get any comments on CLS questions about this here. Maybe you're breathing better right now. And if so, just send something over saying, yeah, you like the clone stuff released or whatever you want to call it, you know. So, everybody, let's do the mind to heart drop. So this is how you get peaceful, and this is how you will be on the new earth when you're not thinking. So here we go. Going in your spirit there. So doing the mind to heart drop. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Hopefully you got all that cold residue off of you that's bothering you and you feel better. You want to take a shower also. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners, naturally. And bye, everybody. Good evening.